USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration continues to look for more space to house an increasing number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will take over several hotels in the Chandler, Arizona area to hold migrant families for processing. Congressman Brad Wenstrup recently visited the southern border, and the Ohio Republican tells Fox News that the conditions at the border are benefiting the cartels.
So the situation is inhumane. You know, I mentioned just briefly Health and Human Services policy. Well, guess what? That policy is not the policy of the cartels. And so you have women and children that are being trafficked, and the cartels and smugglers don't follow the rules, and they are the ones that are benefiting from this. The policies that have been put in place, we learned, are clearly benefiting the cartels, because not only are they making money by bringing people across, they're also making money because more of their drugs and weapons and things like that that they smuggle.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Powerful volcanic explosions on a Caribbean island have sent residents scrambling for safety. Wendy King reports.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Souviere. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The volcano has also sent an ash cloud into the air that reached as high as 6 miles. Officials are worried that some buildings are at risk of damage or collapse due to the heavy ash fall on the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Monday to try to sell his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan to Congress. The president has said he would listen to input on the plan from any Republican who wants to get an infrastructure bill done. But Senator Mike Braun thinks that in the long run, that's an empty gesture. The Indiana Republican tells Fox News that he's afraid the president's attempt to get ideas from across the aisle is only for show.
Infrastructure, I traveled the state the last 2 weeks getting input from legislators, people around my state of Indiana, and of course they love all the money that's falling from the federal tree, but they know that doesn't make sense midterm and long term. But I think it's just part of a calculation that they smoke screen us with that and then start to dump some of the stuff that would necessitate breaching the filibuster. And then my main concern is once they do that, there's a cascade into things even that are their crown jewels like Medicare for All, Green New Deal. And we got to be prepared for it because they err on that side rather than bipartisanship and trying to do stuff more slowly.
And the Vancouver Canucks have finally been given the go-ahead to reopen their team facilities after an outbreak of COVID. 8 games were postponed as 25 players and staff tested positive. The team will resume play on April 16th against the Edmonton Oilers. The league says it will adjust the schedule for the North Division to allow Vancouver to play its full 56-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.